Hello, and welcome to KKRN Community Radio's The Eclectic Hour. I'm your host, Craig Boyer. Today's show is entitled Earth Day Songs. All the music I'll play today is in regards to Mother Earth. Now, I want to share with you first the words of Dennis Hayes, and he says, we're on the way to a sustainable, resilient planet. And almost nobody knows who he is, but 50 years ago, he was picked by Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson to hastily organize the first Earth Day when he was only 25 years of age. And Dennis Hayes thinks green is winning. He said, with the first Earth Day, the idea really struck a chord. The response was remarkable. There was dissatisfaction with the way the nation was developing. You couldn't see more than two blocks in some cities because of the air pollution. Places that used to be swimmable and fishable had no swimming and no fishing signs due to water pollution. Rivers were on fire. And as a personal note, I can vouch for that because I was on a field trip when I was in school, and I was living in Ohio, and we went to Procter & Gamble facilities there, and the river out in front actually caught on fire. So I know that this is true. Now, breathing the air in places like Los Angeles was like smoking two or three packs of cigarettes each day. And people began to think there's something wrong with the way we were treating Mother Earth. Well, legislation that was unthinkable in 1969 became unstoppable in the 70s. A tsunami of legislation emerged, and between 1970 and 1976, the Clean Air Amendments of 1970 and the Clean Water Act and Endangered Species Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and more were passed. Human health improved. Clearly, our air is much cleaner. Our water is much cleaner. Things that used to be legal, like lead in the gasoline, are now no longer there. Wildlife is more protected. The hole in the ozone layer is starting to heal. That said, we don't have very good ways to address things that are international in scope, like climate change. The world is producing more carbon dioxide every year than the year before. Hurricanes, floods, droughts, forest fires, rising seas have become the new normal. We have already, though, in hand everything we need to build an ultra-efficient society powered 100% with renewable energy technologies. You can't get people to do anything unless there's a hope of success. And I believe we're on the way to developing technologies for a truly sustainable, resilient planet. Already, stunning things have happened, like very long-range electric vehicles and sustainable buildings. And these are the words of Dennis Hayes, the one who promoted and helped to found Earth Day 50 years ago when he was only 25. And now we're going to go on to the first song. And our first song is called Get Your Head Out of the Sand. It's by singer-songwriter Bob Wickline, based on Fox Island across from Seattle. Now, in speaking with Bob, I found him to be very environmentally and socially aware. The words of his song say it all. Take your head out of the sand.
I had a dream the other night. Now, in my dream, our national bird had become the ostrich. How much can she take? How much can she give? How much is too much, and how much longer can she live? As we turn our backs and turn our eyes and pretend we don't see. If ignorance is bliss, then full of bliss are we. As we take, 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 take. Like a good mother, Mother Nature keeps giving, but her heart must be ready to break. She's being abused and overused by her children who choose to ignore. There's only so much that she can give before she can give no more. Let's take our heads out of the sand and open up our eyes. Let's take our heads out of the sand and finally realize that our tomorrows will depend on what we do today. Let me not greed lead the way. We poison the air, we poison the land, and we poison the water we drink.
And we're the only known creatures in the whole universe with the ability to think. But we keep on thinking, happiness lies in how much we buy and sell. And more of paradise is lost, and only time will tell what will become of Mother Nature in the coming years. When we will have about 10 billion neighbors on the sphere, will our children's children wake up to the American dream? Or will it have become a nightmare beyond imagining? Let's take our heads out of the sand and open up our eyes. Let's take our heads out of the sand and finally realize that our tomorrows will depend on what we do today. Let me not greed lead the way. We use so much and waste so much. How much do we really need? And how long can a dream survive that seems to thrive on greed? A little pollution is so thick and dark and dense, it contaminates and poisons common good and common sense. Let's take our heads out of the sand and open up our eyes. Let's take our heads out of the sand and finally realize that our tomorrows will depend. How much can she take? How much can she give? How much is too much and how much longer?
Yep, Bob Wickline, you nailed it. Our second song is Get Outside, and it's by Casey Garland. Casey told me that he's big into whitewater rafting and kayaking, and I'll be sharing some other songs written by Casey, but sung by others. But this one is written and sung by Casey himself. Get Outside.
Stress and life's a mess. Feel like you're swimming upstream. Times are tough and it's enough to make you scream. Other people making your choices. Feel like you're losing control. All the doors are closed and life just blows. Are you ready for a change of scene? Well, I will take you to the river. Yes, I'll take you for a ride. I'll take you to the river. See that light shine in your eyes. Never lose your sense of adventure. Always let your spirit fly. Have some fun and get outside. Spending plenty and feeling empty. Affluenza got you on the run. Tied up in knots, it seems you forgot how to have some fun. You can't sit still for a moment. You get bored so easily. Well, there's so much more. Let go of the shore and head downstream. And I will take you to the river. Yes, I'll take you for a ride. I'll take you to the river. See that light shine in your eyes. Oh, never lose your sense of adventure. People always let your spirit fly. Have some fun and get outside. The currents, trees swaying in the breeze, floating, chirping, swimming up against the stream. You're laughing and you're feeling good. That smile looks good on you. Next time the blues come calling, you'll remember. Thank you. don't lose it. You never know what you will find. There's so much more when you get outdoors and discover peace of mind. Never lose your sense of adventure. Always let your spirit fly.
Casey Garland. Our next song, written by Casey, but sung by Tammy Frost. It's called Chinook.
Let's keep them that way. So many rivers to run, so little time. Sitting by the river at the break of day, pondered my existence in the usual way, fishing for answers and rainbow trout, trying to understand.
Our last song is also written by Casey Garland, but it's called Desolation Sounds, but it's performed by George Merrill and Bam Mortensen. Desolation Sounds.
So different, yet very much the same. The adventure continues, no matter what your name. So much responsibility in everything we choose. So many possibilities, sometimes I get confused. There comes a time when I just got to go home, leave behind those old familiar roads. I go out where it's hard to be found, somewhere out there, desolation sounds. A clever mind planted in this garden, given only so much time. I've tried nearly everything to make good feelings stay. Still I feel empty when my dreams they go astray. There comes a time when I've just got to go behind familiar things I know, and go out where the source is all around me, only and lonely desolation sounds. Whoa, ocean breeze, run rivers through the forest, deep in the evergreens. Sunrise paints a desert sky, purple, red, and gold. Thunder calls and waterfalls, a glory to behold. Yeah, it is all such a splendid mystery. The more we know, the more there is to see. When I feel lost and I'm looking to be found, I get out somewhere far away from town. I go to where the beauty is profound, somewhere near you, only and lonely. Somewhere out there, desolation sounds. Whoa, whoa. We are connected to the sound. It's a sound that's heard the world round. Somewhere out there, desolation. out their desolation sound.
Now, our next song is by Tisha Nahosa. She's a singer-songwriter that has performed several times at Oak Songs, and I very much admire Tish. The song is called Something in the Rain. And when I really listen to the words, it points out the human cost of what we're doing to our environment, and it tends to bring tears to my eyes. Listen closely to the experience of Something in the Rain.
A boy, but I know how, and go to school when work is slow. We have seen our country's rose, Bakersfield to Illinois, and when troubles come our shaking as she holds her, we try to hold her through the night, and mom says, close your eyes, mijito, dream of someplace far from here, like the pictures in your school books, someday you can take us there. There must be something in the rain. I'm not sure.
Kish Inahosa, Something in the Rain. Now we'll hear from a well-known trio called Peter, Paul, and Mary. And their song calls us to alternatives, and it's called Power.
Just give me the warm power of the sun. Give me the steady flow of a waterfall. Give me the spirit of living things as they return to play. Just give me the restless power of the wind. Give me the comforting glow of a wood fire. But please take all of your atomic poison power.
Them from the darkness and the cold.
Some may see a way to take control when it's bought and sold.
I know that lives are at stake, yours and mine, and our descendants are dying.
There's so much to gain, so much to lose. Every one of us has to choose.
Just give me the warm.
The power of the sun.
Give me the steady flow of a waterfall.
Give me the spirit of living things as they return to clay. Just give me the restless power of the wind. Give me the comforting glow of a wood fire. But please take all of your atomic poison power. Other ways have been defined, and we've crossed that line. Some don't even care or know that we'll pay, but we have seen the face of death in our day. There's a little time to change our ways. If only we together can say, just give me the
Now, our next song is also by Peter, Paul, and Mary, and it's called The Coming of the Roads.
Once I had you and the wild just dusty roads. And I can't help but blaming your going on the coming of the roads. Look how they've cut all to pieces. Redwood and oak, and the hillsides are stained with the greases that burned up the heavens with smoke. You used to curse the bold crewmen who stripped our earth of. Now you've changed and you've gone over to them, and you've learned to love what you hated before. Once I thanked God for my treasure, now like rust it corrodes.
Peter, Paul, and Mary. You're listening to The Eclectic Hour on KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio with your host, Craig Boyer. We have a studio in Reading as well as our studios in Round Mountain, and we want you to know that the community support of our listeners is what keeps these programs on the air. We're all volunteers, no one's paid, and we work to bring good music and good political programs and all of that sort of thing to you. Now, if you've not already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family to keep these programs on the air by sending a donation of support to Pencil and Paper Ready, KKRN at P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. There's another way you can donate, and that's to go to our Safe and Secure website at kkrn.org. And yet another way, you can donate a car, a truck, a boat, or an RV to the KKRN cause by going to careasy.org or by calling 1-855-500-7433. And we thank you so very much. We're going to resume our show with a story song by John McCutcheon, and it's called This Is Our Country Here.
This is our country here, as far as you can see. No matter which way you walk, or no matter what spot of it you stand on. Now you will hear whole gangs of travelers and settlers arguing about her, what she is, how she come to be, what you're supposed to do here. And you will hear some argue at you that she is so beautiful, you are supposed to spend your life just feeling her pretty parts, sucking in her sweetest breezes and tasting her fairest odors, looking at all her brightest colored scenes. And I would say that gang has the wrong notion. And there are some bunches that tell you she is all ugly and all dirty, that there is nothing good about her, nothing free, nothing clean, that she is all slums, shacks, rot, filth, stink, and bad odors, loud words of bitter flavors. Well, this herd is big, and I heard them often, and I heard them loud. But I come to think that they, too, was just as wrong as the first outfit. This is our country here. As far as you can see, no matter which way you walk or no matter what spot of it you stand on. And when you have crossed her as many times as I have, you will see as many ugly things about her as pretty things. I looked into a million of her faces and eyes, and I told myself there was a look on that face that was good, if I could just see it there, in back of all the shades and shadows of fear and doubt and ignorance and tangles of debts and worries. And I guess it is these things that make our country look all lopsided to some of us, lopped over onto the good and easy side, or over onto the bad and the hard side. Because I seen the pretty and I seen the ugly, and it was because I knew the pretty part that I wanted to change the ugly part. Because I hated the dirty part that I knew how to feel the love for the cleaner part. See, this is our country here. As far as you can see, no matter which way you walk, or no matter what spot of it you stand on, this is our country here.
And now I'm going to share a song, two songs actually, by a local singer-songwriter and a good friend. Her name is Sarah Hoxie. And our first song by Sarah will be "To Tell You the Story Again."
There's a place by the river where I like to go, tell you the story again. The pools are so deep and the river is slow, tell you the story again. The mountains are tall and the valleys are deep, winter is upon us, the world is asleep. There are no more secrets I'm willing to keep, but tell you the story again. There's a light in the sky and it's been there a while, tell you the story again. Shine straight on down, you can see for a mile, tell you the story again. It might be a miracle, time, tell you the story again. Early in the morning and you are alone, tell you the story again. Like a metronome, tell you the story again. It's clipping away at the level you live, so you kind of measure for all that you give. But just like the sand on the beach is a sieve, tell you the story again.
Our next song by Sarah Hoxie is the title of her latest CD, and it's called For the Time We Are Here.
Sit up on the mountain crest where the granite peaks divide the west. They came here many million years ago from places nobody will ever go. Sing hallelujah for the planet Earth. Sing hallelujah for the universe. Sing hallelujah for another year. Sing hallelujah for the time we're here. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. Sing hallelujah. There's a Phoebe in a distant tree, and an eagle flying wild and free. And there's a salmon coming back to spawn, and the morning star lights up the dawn. Sing hallelujah for the planet Earth. Sing hallelujah for the universe. Sing hallelujah for another year. Sing hallelujah for the time we're here. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. Sing hallelujah. There's a baby in a distant land, and the future's in her tiny hand. She is her mother's child, but she is ours. She's made of water and she's made of stars. Sing hallelujah for the planet Earth. Sing hallelujah for the universe. Sing hallelujah for another year. Sing hallelujah for the time we're here. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. Sing hallelujah. Think of mountains and you know of time. You see the stars and you know what's divine. Look at your hands, cause you got work to do. Maintain the vision, see the journey through. Sing hallelujah for the planet Earth. Sing hallelujah for the universe. Sing hallelujah for another year. Sing hallelujah for the time we're here. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. Sing hallelujah.
Sarah Hoxie. Our next selection is by Sweet Honey and the Rock, and it's called The Battered Earth.
If the earth could fly away, could you see her flying straight through space and time, leaving all humankind behind? If she could fly away, if she could fly away, so far away. If the earth could run away, could you see her gathering all the trees and plants, all the animals, all the birds and fowl, every creeping thing? They have never been her foe, never harmed her blessed soul. If she could run away, if she could run away, so far away, then she'd be running for life. Oh, she'd be running for life, running for her blessed life. Oh, she'd be running for life. Oh, she'd be running for life, running for her blessed life. If the earth could up and walk away, could you see her calling for all the oceans and the seas, all the rivers and the streams, all the whales and fish, every reptile that exists? They have never been her foe, never harmed her blessed soul. If she could walk away, if she could walk away, so far away, then she'd be running for life. Oh, she'd be running for life, running for her blessed life. Oh, she'd be running for life. Oh, she'd be running for life, running for her blessed life. If the earth could crawl away, could you see her moving on with a body withered down? She'd be struggling to be free, free from cruel humanity. If she could crawl away, if she could get away, so far away, then she'd be struggling for life. Oh, she'd be struggling for life, struggling for her blessed life. Oh, she'd be running for life. Oh, she'd be running for life, running for her blessed life. Oh, she'd be running, 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 running,
running. We'll fade out with another song by John McCutcheon, where he doesn't sing, but he performs his composition on the hammered dulcimer. As you're going to hear, he's a master of the instrument and a great composer. His composition is called Leviathan, and it's a musical description of a whale out at sea. And before that, though, we want to thank you for lending us your ears and for listening to and supporting KKRN Community Radio. And we want to give a big thank you to those people we count on daily to slot these shows and get them out over the air. Please tune in next week for another edition of The Eclectic Hour. We're going out with Leviathan by John...